So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf learned that the Rosh Hashanah for Malachim is in Nisan, and learned this out through a Hekesh from Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is counted for the month of Nisan. The Gemara then questioned the fact that Yitzis Mitzrayim itself is counted from Nisan, and the Gemara brought proof from Pesukim, which proved conclusively that the date for counting Yitzis Mitzrayim cannot be anywhere between the months of Av and Shvat. The Gemara now continues. Ve'im Rosh Hashanah Iyar, perhaps Rosh Hashanah for counting the years from Yitzis Mitzrayim is from Iyar. Ve'im Rosh Hashanah Sivan, Ve'im Atamas, Ve'im Av, Ve'im Adar. Perhaps it is any one of these months. After several attempts at the end, the Gemara quotes Rebbe Lazar, who cites a pasuk from Divrei HaYamim regarding the building of the Beis HaMikdash by Shlomo HaMelech. The pasuk states, Ve'chal livnos b'chedesh ha'sheni b'sheni b'shnas arba l'machusei. Shlomo HaMelech began building the Beis HaMikdash b'chedesh ha'sheni in the second month, meaning Iyar b'sheni. The second b'sheni, which at first glance seems redundant, however, Rebbe Lazar teaches, my sheni, sheni liyaruch shemayna b'il machusei. It was also the second month from which his kingship is counted, teaching conclusively that the Rosh Hashanah for counting the years of a king is indeed from Nisan. Tanika Basid Rabbi Yechanan. Minayin shein moin lehem lemalachim ele ben Nisan, shenema behi b'shemein v'shanah v'arba meis. The Gemara then presents a b'raisa, which also proves that the years of a king are counted from Nisan by going through all the psukim of our entire sugya as learned on this and the previous amit. The Gemara continues. Amar b'chizda, loishanu ele malchi Yisrael. Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'malachim only for Jewish kings. However, aval l'malchi umas ha'olam mitirsha meninan. For non-Jewish kings, their new year is counted from Tishrei, as we see from the following pesukim in Sefer Nechemiah. Divri Nechemiah mechakalia v'hi b'chidish kislev shnas esrim v'ksiv v'hi b'chidish nisan shnas esrim l'artav shachsta. And so the Gemara deduces midikoy b'kislev v'karili shnas esrim v'koy b'nisan v'karili shnas esrim v'chlad Rosh Hashanah lav nisan. If the first pasuk mentioned took place in the month of Kislev of the 20th year, and subsequently, Nechemiah spoke to the king in Nisan of the same year, it follows that Rosh Hashanah for non-Jewish king cannot occur in Nisan, or else that would have already been the 21st year to the reign of Kairosh. The Gemara asks, "Umimai demaisa the Kislev kadim, demaimaisa the Nisan kadim." How do we know that the pasuk first mentioned happened chronologically before the second? Perhaps chronologically, the second happened first. And if so, there is no other month of Nisan between the two events, and the next year would only begin with the second Nisan after Kislev. The Gemara answers, this cannot be, as we learned in the Braisa. Devarim shamar Chanani le-Nechemi be-Kislev, amar Nechemi le-Melech be-Nisan. Chanani related the sad state of affairs in Yerushalayim and Kislev, which Nechemi then related and gave over to King Kairosh and Nisan, as the Gemara continues to relate. Divri Nechemi be-Chakalya, v'hi b'chedish Kislev shnas esrim, ואני הייתי בשושן הבירה. ויובי חנני אחד מאחי הוא והנושם מיהודה והשאלם על היהודים הפליטה אשר נשרו מן השבי ועל ירושלים. ויאמרו לי הנשארם אשר נשרו מן השבי שם במדינה ברוע גדולה ובחרפה וכם יסי ירושלים מפרצס שרע נצובש. חנני told Nechemi that the Jews are in a very difficult situation, living in appalling conditions, with the walls of the city breached and the gates of the city burned. And Nechemi passed this information on to the king in Nisan, as the Pesukim say further. King Kairosh, who was also known as Azachshasta and also Daryavish, agreed to Nechemi's request and sent him with blessings to rebuild Yerushalayim. All of this took place during the month of Nisan of that same year, subsequent to the previous episode of Nechemi being told this by Hanani and Kislev. So we see clearly from here that Nisan is not the new year for a non-Jewish king. Masar Rabbi Yisib. Rabbi Yisib, however, challenges this from two other pesukim describing events which took place during the reign of King Daryavish. Mayim Estrim Va'abo L'chodesh Bashishi B'shnas Shtayim L'Daryavish. The 24th day of the 6th month, which was the second year of the reign of Daryavish, is when the building of the Beis HaMikdash began. And subsequently, the pasuk says, "B'shvi b'shnas shtayim be'esav be'echel l'chodesh." Then, on the 22nd of the 7th month, which is Tishrei, also in the second year of the rule of Daryavish, Hashem spoke to Chag HaNavi to have Bnei Yisrael speed up the process of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if Tishrei marks Rosh Hashanah l'malachim for non-Jewish kings, then b'shvi b'shnas gimel me'bayaleh, Tishrei would already be in the 3rd year of the reign of Daryavish and not the 2nd. Bavo answers that Daryavish, who is also known as Kairosh, as we have learned, who Kairosh who Daryavish who Atachshasta, was a kosher king who was favorable to the Jews. La Afikach manu like Malchi Yisrael. Therefore, his years were counted from Nisan, as were all the Jewish kings. The Gemara questions that elsewhere we find the years of Kerish being counted based on the month of Tishrei, as were non-Jewish kings. Rabbi Yitzchok lo kasha. Kan koidim shechmetz, kan l'achar shechmetz. Kerish at first was indeed a righteous king, and at that time his years were in fact counted from Nisan, as were all Jewish kings. However, subsequently, Kerish soured and became less favorable to the Jews, at which point the years of his rule were reverted back to being counted from Tishrei as the non-Jewish kings.